Do companies put too much faith in managed service providers? We'll discuss that question on today's MSP Zone.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
How are you doing out there? Hope you're doing great, having a great day. I wanted to talk about an article that actually was written about 4 months ago. So it came out at the end of 2020 last year, November 25th to be exact, in the digitaljournal.com. And I'll post a link to the article in today's show notes. But I wanted to talk about this article, not to poke fun at the author or to, you know, to be a referendum on that individual, but rather to pick up the conversation that the author raises. And the author's title is, "Are firms putting too much faith in managed service providers? ? And I don't know why I didn't talk about this earlier. I probably just got busy with end of the year stuff, and I went through my notes and I saw it and I thought, wow, this is, we need to discuss this. And there's some things in here that are very legitimate issues. And there are some things in here that are, in my opinion, maybe wrong or deserve some alternative perspectives to help potential customers who might be reading this article and saying, well, are we putting too much faith in managed service providers? And so I just want to reopen that issue. I want to bring it back to the attention of everyone out there, including you, the MSPs, because you guys should be aware of this type of article. And you should be aware of it. Why should you be aware of it? Because I remember a time, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago when the only people talking about managed services, the only people writing about managed services were really inside the tech community, right? That was the only place you would see it. You'd see it on VAR Business. You'd see it on CRN. You'd see it on Web Host Industry Review. Some of these publications still exist. Some of them don't. Some of them got sold along the way. But you know, it was only something inside the community that you would see. You wouldn't see managed services talked about, you know, in the front pages or in the tech section of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or, you know, mainstream non-technical publications. Very, very rarely would managed services be talked about. But today, it's very common. You see it a lot more. And so that means that as MSPs and as professionals in the managed services sector, we need to be aware of this discussion because, in my opinion, often it's happening outside of our typical communication channels, and it's happening with a fair degree of inexactitude. There is a lot of misinformation, or sometimes it's accurate data, but they're analyzing it in a way that is not consistent with what is really happening inside the managed services community. And that's what happens when you have, when you kind of lose control of the narrative, shall we say, where when we were talking for 20 years in managed services, it was the community talking to itself. And now we have to realize that it's not just us having an internal discussion, it's now the outside world is now participating in our discussion, and we need to be aware of that. And this article is a great example of it. So again, the title is, "Are firms putting too much faith in managed service providers?" And the author of the article sets up the kind of premise here that he's going after, which is, you know, it's 2020, you know, this is when at the time of his writing, it's end of 2020, the pandemic is, you know, still going on, and what have we learned? And at that point, there were starting to come out some of the breaches in the, I think this may have been at the very beginning, perhaps, of the Sunburst attack. I'm not exactly sure if that was what had prompted this author to write this article. But the first major bullet point is MSPs struggle to become, quote unquote, most secure players. And that's what he starts off, you know, the first bullet point, you know, sentence or section of his article. And I'll just read from it briefly. In 2021, clients will continue to push managed service providers to refine their security practices, though this likely will not occur without a few more breaches acting as a reality check, in quotes, to kick things into high gear. I've got a problem with that. I'll read it again. In 2021, clients will continue to push managed service providers to refine their security practices. Yes. If you are an enterprise customer with a fully built out, fully developed internal IT department, chief security officer, chief technology officer, CISO, chief compliance officer, you've got all the bells and whistles positions with people who know what they're doing and who have a really good understanding of compliance, who have a really good understanding of policies, procedures, process, controls. I fully admit that there could be some examples of those types of customers saying to a much smaller MSP, I'm going to need you to modify some things. I accept it, and I especially accept it with those scenarios that I do know exist where there's a much, much larger customer and a much, much smaller in size MSP doing something very specialized where the customer would say, some modifications in the MSP behavior or in your internal control matrix need to occur. Typically, in my experience, these are very nominal changes. These are things that are almost always evidentiary in nature. What do I mean by that? It means that the MSP was already doing it, but they just never had it tested. They never had a compliance report that could report on that specific thing that is of interest to the customer. Almost always, that's it. But to say that across the board, clients are pushing and have pushed MSPs to refine their security practices is a borderline grotesque exaggeration to an outright inaccurate statement. How is it inaccurate? Well, outside of the enterprise community, if you're talking about mid-market and certainly if you're talking about most small business, small and medium-sized businesses, so organizations with under 250 end-user seats, it is not the client pushing the MSP to refine their security practices. It is the other way around. It is the MSP pushing the client to refine their internal security practices and often meeting resistance. Yeah. Meeting resistance. Now, it doesn't mean that the clients in all those scenarios are saying, I don't agree with you, I don't trust you, I don't like security, I like being insecure. It is, I don't think often that at all. I think it comes down to, a lot of the times, prioritization and budget. I suppose it could be some lack of education, lack of awareness, call it ignorance, on the part of the customer who just doesn't understand why they're being asked. I'll give you some great examples of that. Multi-factor authentication. I hear this so many times from an MSP. Well, I've pushed, so the MSP is doing MFA, right? But the MSP pushing multi-factor as a service solutions to customers and meeting resistance in the form of, well, my users just don't want to do it, or the CEO really doesn't like to have to pull, you know, get that multi-factor code and, you know, and log in that way because it's extra steps, and the CEO or the executive, the owner, doesn't like doing that, right? Very common. I hear this multiple times, you know, in a week from MSPs who just say this, that they can't get adoption of basic, and I mean basic IT security controls implemented at a customer because the customer doesn't like to do it. The customer doesn't see a value in backing up their internal data to protect them, to give them a level of protection against, let's say, ransomware attacks. So this very premise that the MSPs are struggling to become most secure players is inaccurate. It demands, I would say to this author, it demands a retraction and at least a further elaboration of, yes, we are not perfect as a profession. Yes, there are MSPs who are lagging behind. Yes. And there are definitely some scenarios where the customers are more advanced in their practices than the MSP. But again, I would say that based on my somewhat educated guess of 21 years in this industry, that it is almost exclusively the larger enterprise customers making those kind of requests, but it is not at all, you know, a common thing throughout mid-market and SMB. And in fact, the smaller in size you get, the more likely it is that you're going to have the MSP being far more proficient and secure than the customer, but it is the customer who is resistant to the increases in security and the, yes, increase probably in budgetary expense to do the things that they need to do to be safer in protecting the data that they are custodians of. And, you know, I'll continue reading in that paragraph. Traditionally, MSPs have relied on their collective internal IT knowledge to support their own IT staff, but this is no longer enough. MSPs need to eradicate their, quote, I'm too small to be a target mentality and level up security by leaning on partner groups and establishing it as a top priority. I have no problem with MSPs eradicating the I'm too small to be a target mentality. If there is any MSP out there that actually thinks I'm too small to be a target for a cyber criminal, yeah, I would tell you, you're wrong. You're completely wrong. You absolutely are a target. We're all a target. If we have a connected device to the internet, we're a target. Even if we're an unknown target, meaning that somebody out there isn't necessarily got a crosshairs on us, but we are a target in the sense that we could become swept up in the dragnet of cybercrime activity very easily. And in that regard, you are a target. And if you are an MSP or in the IT services profession, you're absolutely a target because you are that first line of defense against your customers. So that's my first issue with this article, is that we all need to acknowledge that MSPs need to continually sharpen our skills and our cybersecurity defensive posture. But are we laggards across the board compared to where our customers are? No, quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. And with the exception of maybe the enterprise, and I mean maybe the enterprise, because I've seen a lot of enterprise customers who are, you know, big companies that have pretty bad IT security, pretty bad IT in general. They don't do things very well. And that's one of the reasons why they outsource, is because they don't have the internal staff to do it, right? And this hasn't changed in 30 years. That's why MSPs exist and are so important. So again, just take that into consideration and be aware of this type of thing. As if you get a customer who says, well, I read an article in Digital Journal and they say that MSPs aren't really secure. No, that needs to be corrected. the article then goes on and talks about, you know, what steps MSPs, you know, should be taking for, you know, after a breach has happened. I think that there's some really good takeaways from this, discussing, you know, kind of, it seems like the whole premise of this article, if you go down to the end of the article, it talks about co-managed IT. And really, it's talking about the end user being responsible for managing the MSP a little bit better. And I actually have no problem with that. But again, kind of excluding the enterprise where effective management of the MSP has long been a practice, and I mean long, for 20 years at least, the rest of the organizations out there, SMB and mid-market alike, need to upgrade their own internal IT and cybersecurity posture. And if my conversations from MSPs is any indication, there's a lot that can happen there that needs to happen first before a customer can be even effectively thinking about co-managing IT. In my impression, most internal organizations are not prepared for any type of internal management or oversight. Although they should be, they're not there yet. If they're not even thinking about multi-factor authentication, they're not thinking about how to effectively manage their MSP. Trust me, they're not thinking about that. They're not ready for that type of responsibility. So that's my main beef with this article. It's a good article. I think everyone should read it. Love to hear your thoughts about it. But again, the premise that somehow MSPs just aren't cutting it, aren't worth or worthy of the faith that their customers do place in them, I take issue with that premise, because but for the MSP, there are a lot of end user organizations that would have no chance of not just, you know, cybersecurity protection, but just basic functionality of their IT resources that they've purchased. They wouldn't have it functioning at all. And the MSPs do bring quite a lot. And again, it doesn't absolve the MSPs of the responsibility of always reviewing their own internal cybersecurity posture, always improving that cybersecurity posture to make it better constantly. That is always going to be an obligation and responsibility of the MSP, no doubt. But this article does not accurately reflect, in my opinion, of the tens and tens of thousands of MSPs practicing around the world, the accurate state of current faith that MSPs do have with their customers, and the resistance they do get from not all, but a fair number, a fair percentage of end user organizations are just resistant to doing what is being recommended. And it doesn't even mean that the MSP is not effective at selling. This is the MSP hasn't gotten the customer to do what they are suggesting, and the end user, the customer, isn't even doing it themselves, right? So don't look at this as, well, the customer doesn't want to put more faith or trust in the MSP and spend more with them. They're not doing it themselves, right? They're not doing multi-factor on their own. The customer isn't doing internal backup on their own instead of buying backup as a service from an MSP, right? That's the issue. That's what we're talking about. If they don't buy it from the MSP, they ought to be doing it themselves or buying it from somebody. But the fact that they're not, and the fact that the MSP is trying to get them as a customer to update their position with security, speaks volumes of the faith that MSPs do have, the trust that the MSPs do possess from their customers. And that's the MSP I know. That's the MSP profession that I am familiar with. But anyway, give the article a read. You got your, you know, come to your own conclusions. Maybe it'll be different from mine. If they are, I'd love to hear from them. hear them, hear from you. Send us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. Let us know or contact the author and communicate with him yourself. Maybe we can get them to write a follow-up article that kind of corrects some of these assumptions and statements. Maybe that could happen. Anyway, those are my thoughts. This is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.